one of our good mates is in studio, Fief.
I am so delighted every day when I'm in the car and I hear this iconic voice on our radio station, The Fox. Hughesy!
Absolutely. And it's the real voice. It's not the impersonated.
I know. For well, so long I've worked with impersonators.
Yeah, we had a guy sit there that used to do very well.
Dave Thornton did the best impersonation of me. And you have a crack as well, Fev, don't you?
That's not flattering.
I would have people talk to me thinking that I'd been on this station like quite often.
Oh, because Thorno was that good.
Thorno, absolutely.
There was a time, Hughesy, that Dave rang me off a private number for the show and it was pretending to be you.
Yes.
And you had a go at me about something. And they wrote it up in the paper that
Hughesy
rang the show and it was Thorno. I said, we have a problem.
Oh, we had a journalist who we got. Anyway, it's ridiculous. I'm just glad to be in the paper, honestly. I don't care.
Do you know what, Hughesy, you also just missed, because, you know, Fevy's relatively still new to radio, a couple of years in, but he just did something that I was very proud of and he didn't get credit for it. He did a bit of a segue there.
He did a tease.
Oh, I know.
And he called it himself, but it was actually close to perfection. I can see why Eddie has got the checkbook out.
And
Fev is back on the footy show.
I know.
I can see why.
This is not about Fev's footy career. Oh, sorry, television career. The footy career's over. Sorry, Melton South. But this is about your new show.
Yes.
Hughesy, We Have a Problem, tonight, Channel 10, 8:30.
Yeah, after I'm a Celebrity. If you've been watching Channel 10 over summer, you have seen the promos. Really stressful for me to watch Channel 10 this summer. Because you're relaxed and trying to watch The Big Bash, and then all of a sudden my head comes up. And I can only imagine people on the internet saying, I hate this guy, from that moment. Right. You know, it's really tricky.
Well, that's a lie, because I watch your Instagram story and you've got your beautiful, three beautiful kids sitting there.
Yes.
And he knew the ad was coming up, or otherwise he re-round the Foxtel.
We did.
And said, yeah, we did. And all the kids going, Daddy, Daddy's on the TV.
The other night watching Family Feud, and this little head came up on the screen, and they said, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And I'm like, oh, God, we've got to recreate this. So got the IQ out, went back, and my wife said, you've got to go back so that thing isn't in the corner.
Yeah, the one minute
yes.
up the top. Yeah.
Said,
that's a giveaway.
And then, but the fact is, my head was so small in the corner of the TV, people were texting me saying, they were tweeting me saying, is Grant Denyer your children's father? All they saw was Grant Denyer on the screen.
Now, the show does start tonight.
It does. It features my dog, actually, Barkley, who got flown to Sydney for it.
Oh,
true story. He's a mongrel. We got him from Save a Dog about 11 years ago, but he's only recently started biting people. He's always bitten people, but he's doing it more regularly. So we thought we'll fly him to Sydney and we'll get him on the show. So Katrina Warren deals with him. He stayed the 5-star Langham Hotel, which if you're ever
beautiful
in Sydney, want to take your dog, they're
pet friendly.
Pet friendly, yes. And, you know, the show went well. He didn't bite anyone on the show. You'll see that tonight.
This is such a good tease because I actually want to know why Barkley's just started biting.
Yeah, she had a very interesting reasons why. So, I won't give it away.
I love that you found Dr. Katrina Warren too.
I know.
Where's she been the last decade? That's outstanding.
Morning!
Wow.
But isn't this a panel chat show? Is your dog at the panel?
Yes, the dog is on the panel.
Wow.
And the thing is, a couple of weeks ago, he bit a friend of one of my kids. And I'm like, oh, God, we've got to keep that quiet.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know what I mean? We don't want... I don't want Barkley to have gone to the farm before he debuts on TV. I don't want people to be tweeting tonight saying, I love your dog.
Did you have a chat
And I'm like, you know, well, he's not around anymore.
Did you have to have a chat with a kid? Is that a
yes,
kill your mum and
yes.
dad?
Well, that was lucky. The mum was there, so she saw it happen.
Oh, okay.
So, but they were good. They were great. Some kids are good at getting bitten by dogs, right?
We're going to come back more with Hughesy. The show is Hughesy, We Have a Problem. Premieres tonight at 8:30 on Channel 10.
Actually, up next, I'm dying to find out what you made of Bernard Tomic last night, Hughesy.
Riveting.
We're going to get to it. It's The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Hughesy, We Have a Problem, premieres tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10.
Yes, after I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Now, last night, if you missed it, and if you didn't even know, so Bernard Tomic's in there. He's been in there one day, and then this
three.
Happened.
They get 3 days.
Here we go.
Okay. I just wasn't expecting all this, you know? I'm just not coping well, huh? I don't think I can do it. I think it was best if I go, no? This is not the real world. This is... This is the jungle. This is so different. Not what I expected.
What did he expect?
Yeah, no. It begs many questions.
It does. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I feel like saying, Hughesy, disgust.
You know what? Already he's provided the value we wanted. I could not look away from him last night. He is extraordinary. Now, I'd much prefer that than him being a great bloke and being in there for 8 weeks and everyone goes, Bernard's a great bloke.
Yeah, I know.
I want him getting out of there. Yeah. I want him just...
It's all right. I mean, Hughesy, how boring is it when a sports, like a bad boy from sport or AFL becomes a nice guy?
Yawn.
It's boring.
And launches a massive career.
Exactly. Yeah? That's boring. But the other thing is, now I've got in my hand here, some guy, Xavier Pearson, don't know who that is, but anyway, apparently he's official because he's got a blue tick next to his name on Twitter.
Yeah.
He said, Bernard Tomic is officially out. He's been seen at Johannesburg Airport boarding the QF64. I've got the flight itinerary here. I don't know how I got that, but it's he's on board.
Well, I hope the Channel 10 are following him with a camera. I want a camera to follow him all the way back to Australia. I want it to be like Chappelle Corby when he lands. I want them following him down the road. I want reporters doing interviews from the from the traffic lights. I've loved him. I've loved him in the jungle. I will miss him. I think we're all going to miss him. But Fev, you've made a point about his money.
Yes. Well, obviously I was in the show, so I know. But you got to, if you're not, 2 weeks, you got to do the 2 weeks and then you get paid your money.
All your money?
No, you get paid your base payment or whatever you get paid, but then you get paid per day or whatever your contract is. But I know someone that was in the jungle, if they went out at any time, they didn't get paid at all.
Yeah, right.
So do you think...
So he would get no money.
So he's not getting a cent.
No, that's the
walking.
Incentive to stay. So they say, say he's getting $1 million. If you leave, you don't get any money. So that's the incentive to stay.
Well, this is like someone quitting a semi-final Australian Open with blisters, honestly. You shouldn't... Only the winner should get money. Everyone else should have to... Well, no, that's what... Yeah, so maybe he does have too much money. Because a lot of celebrities in there, Fev, as you know, they need the money, don't they?
Well, some do.
Did you need the money when you were in there?
I didn't have a job. I needed anything. I had nothing. I had to go. But you do get paid very well. But I think some people go in there, like a Josh Gibson, for instance. He doesn't need the money. He's got businesses everywhere, three flags.
But he loves the attention.
He just wants to be famous.
Yeah, but can I say...
And he's doing well.
Look, there are two reasons, obviously, if you didn't watch last night, so that Bernard may have left. There was the sort of weird hissy fit when he was doing the challenge with Fiona O'Loughlin.
Oh, it would have been sick.
Well, no, but I think everyone's going...
He was on
going,
a plank.
You expect a champion sportsman to be able to handle that situation.
Yeah, well, Fiona O'Loughlin, who is a comedian and,
She's great.
And she's a mother of four or five kids and she's had her problems with alcohol, well documented. She had no problems.
She was fine. And then the other thing, though, maybe could he not have been pushed by Josh Gibson and Jackie Gillies trying to give him a pep talk to get back into Wimbledon? Because that was doing if I'd been Bernard, I would have gone, I'm done, I'm out.
That made me sick. Talking. If someone said that to me in there, that'd be the end. But
especially Jackie Gillies. At least Josh Gibson's a three-time premiership player. He's played sport at elite level. I love Jackie, but what does she know about elite sport?
Fair point. There is a doc and a psychiatrist on set. So when if you have issues, and when I was on the show, there was about three or four people that said, oh, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. They wanted out. And then they go speak to the doc and then they talk him around. So he must be cooked because they would have tried their hardest to keep him on because they don't want people to leave. Because he's their ratings. Like if he's in there for the 8 weeks, I'm watching. But he must have been really not well.
Or not needing to stay. Remember the time you bumped into him at the Palazzo Versace and he was in his yellow Lamborghini?
Oh, well, that's...
He doesn't need to be in the jungle.
I just got out of the jungle. I just got out of the jungle. We went and stayed at Versace in the Queensland and... Anyway, I was just caught at the airport. I needed a dart. So I was out the front having a smoke. And the big yellow Lamborghini was sitting there. And these people come out, these elderly couple and another couple of people go, oh, Fev, how you going? How's the jungle? Is this your car? Can I take a photo? I said, just don't touch it. So I'm leaning up and having a dart. And then Bernard walked out and said, hey, get off me car.
Well, hopefully all this Bernard fallout will be on tonight on Channel 10.
It will be.
That's a great lead-in. I mean, this is great for you.
This is perfect for this week's show. Nice. No doubt about that. And next week, who knows, we'll get kicked out. So.
Great. That's
you can have him on the show next week.
Oh, let's have him on the show.
We have a problem. A lot of momentum building for Hughesy. We have a problem. It premieres tonight at 8:30 on Channel 10. And, of course, we'll hear from you on the drive home, the Savo on the Fox.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Fifi's Bev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
There's some controversial cats on the TV at the moment. There's the guy on Married at First Sight who has very traditional views, a perception of how a man and a woman should have a relationship and the roles.
That was Dean last night. Yeah.
Dean, yep. And then Anthony Mundine, your mate over on I'm a Celebrity, again telling Jackie Gillies that she should go and do all the cooking and he will do the gathering because that's the roles. So that's a male role and that's a female role. And he also discussed the fact that he supports polygamy. He believes that a man should have more than one woman. Interesting beliefs. I look forward to talking to Chock about those at some stage in the future or not. Now, it got me thinking. I was watching thinking, gee, I mean, I'm pretty sure polygamy is illegal in this country, but I'm not even certain. I just don't think you can marry.
The state of Utah in the US, I believe it's okay, but.
Or is it? Or isn't it just a little. I watched that show Big Love, and I think they just pretend that they're not polygamous, right, but they've just got about 50 wives in different houses.
It certainly has been at some point.
I don't know what Utah are doing, but anyway. I'm interested, though.
He had a few wives, didn't he?
No, he had one wife for a bit and then he had girlfriends. Okay. But it is interesting that when Chock says that he believes in polygamy, I thought to myself, I wonder if there's any polygamist in Melbourne. Oh. And then I thought to myself, you know what, we should ask that question on the radio tomorrow. And then I thought to myself, well, no.
You're doing a lot of thinking.
I probably should talk to you two more. But this was just a me and me conversation. And I thought to myself, but no one would call. And then I remembered, we've got a segment for this.
One question. Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
It's back!
Okay, 131060. It's a tough one to kick off the year with. I will be very surprised. In fact, I doubt we will get one. But 131060, are you a polygamist? We've got a voice disguiser. Remind everybody. You can use an alias. We don't need your actual name.
So it's someone's got more than one husband or wife.
It's if you're married to more than one person. I am prepared to blur the edges slightly. I may not need to.
Well, are you lowering the bar already?
Because polyamorous. We've had a polyamorous couple on the show before.
So we'll accept polygamy and then lower the bar to polyamory.
Look, no, we're going, no, let's not.
Don't confuse me.
Well, certainly we don't want to confuse you, Feb. But no, I'm going to set the bar high.
Good. Just one.
Are you a polygamist? Okay. 131060.
Doubt it'll happen.
We just need one.
131060. We only need one. We'll see how we go next with Fifi, Feb and Byron on The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
It is back.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
It's always fun, Boxy, doing those voiceovers.
Yep.
I struggle with that. Are you Amish? Geez, it took me that four goes.
I know. I wasn't going to give that peek behind the curtain for your sake.
Oh,
we
got to let
the
listeners know.
Absolutely.
It's Amish, not all smooth sailing, is it?
It's not a word you say every day, Amish,
no,
Feb.
Probably the first time I reckon I've ever said it.
Well, you did well. Now, this is a segment where we only need one caller because they're very specific questions. And usually you would think to yourself, well, nobody's died.
Nah.
Or nobody, we don't have Amish people in Melbourne until we open this can of worms.
Oh, yeah.
And then suddenly we get one call. Now, the question we just asked was, are you a polygamist? Anthony Mundine talked about polygamy on I'm a Celebrity last night. He believes in polygamy. So is this happening in Melbourne?
Define polygamy.
He's been married to more than one person.
Now, in Anthony Mundine's world, is that extended? Can a woman have several husbands, or in Anthony's world, does it just go the one way?
I haven't spoken to Anthony in depth about it.
Just checking.
I'm guessing by some of his other views on women's roles, I'm going to say no,
gotcha.
It's not for women.
What's with that groovy music?
Yeah, it's the We Got One theme song, of course. Now, look, that's a very narrow question, but apparently, hang on a minute.
We've actually got one.
Oh, you're kidding. We've got a polygamist on the line, Gemma in Healesville. Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
Gemma, are you a polygamist?
So I'm not, but I know someone who is.
okay, we're close. We're really close. And you know what, Gemma? You may not be one, but we definitely want to hear about who is. Who is?
So, my auntie's husband. Like, she married someone who is.
So, your auntie is one of several wives?
Yeah. One of, like, she's the fourth.
And Gemma, how does it work? Is she happy with that? Do they all live together?
They do. They were together for about 3 years, and they had a child together as well. But yeah, she's
Gemma,
ended it now.
Were the family happy about your auntie going into this scenario?
There was quite a few that weren't, but then we couldn't really say anything.
No, you've got to let people live their lives.
It'd be strange, Boxy, because four doesn't really go into a week. So,
what?
So, like, you know.
Oh, in terms of a roster.
Roster.
Right.
So, like, one's going to miss out every week.
Mm. Okay. There is more to a relationship than that.
I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about, where, like, if you sleep, just say, with Byron, I sleep with him that night.
That's
and then,
weird.
And go with you, sleep in your bed. But then someone misses out every week. They don't get two
sleepings.
Well,
I imagine that if you've got a roster, you'd be going by the calendar month, so it would be a case
you'd
catch up.
It'll even out
in the end. Mm. I mean, that guy's doing quite well, isn't he?
You know, Gemma was close, but apparently now...
We got one!
I think we do actually have one now. Gemma was terribly close.
Her auntie was a polygamist. We did love hearing about that. But Jess in Spring Valley. Are you there, Jess?
Hi.
Hi, Jess. Are you a polygamist?
No, my father-in-law is though.
Oh, close.
Well, you know what? You're sort of in the right area. Talks to about your father-in-law.
Yeah, I don't know that he's classified as a polygamist because he's in a group marriage, so it's not one man with many wives.
For the sake of this segment, he's a polygamist.
There's at least two men in the relationship. They're all older, which I find really odd. So he's almost 60, and one of his wives is, I think, about 75. There's one of them that I know that's a bit younger, probably in her 40s. But, yeah, it's a very odd situation. But they, like, obviously are not legally married in Victoria.
Just a big
So, Jess, there's two males, and how many females?
I know that there's at least two males and two females, and I know there's about six of them. So I haven't met two of them, so I'm not sure.
Not sure.
It's not just a retirement home, Jess.
Look, thank you, Jess. We'll get through all that. Now, I think we've got one more. Now, look, we're confident here this time. We're confident.
We got one!
Here we go.
That's your best game. <isn't> you?
Thank you for that, Jess. But we do have Gemma from Meltham. Gemma, are you
Hi,
a polygamist?
I love the show.
Oh, we love you for calling through.
Got a little crush on Fev, but don't tell my husband, he's a Collingwood supporter.
Oh, we won't tell Fev's wife either.
That's another story. I was in a relationship for 2 years in Ivanhoe with my then husband, and we had a baby, and we have a mutual partner, and Claire was in the spare room, and basically we all had a relationship together. And you there?
Yeah, we're listening.
With bated breath, Jem.
Yeah. So it's just like we did everything together, had a cup of tea together, and my partner and I just drifted apart. But, you know, Claire was in our lives for 2 years, and she was known as Mammy to our daughter, and I was known as Mummy. So
I think we
got one!
We
did it!
We got one!
I'm not a legal match, but close.
Can I ask Gemma some questions?
Yeah, sorry, sure. I was just excited because
we actually
got one.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Now, Gem, so you're not with that guy anymore, so you're with a new husband. Is the, what did you call her?
Oh, no, we drifted, my ex-husband and I, we just drifted apart. There was no sense of jealousy or anything like that. You know, people can drift apart.
Yeah, just move on.
Yeah, but is the girl still involved with your new partner?
Yeah, from my understanding. Yeah, she is actually. Yeah, and I think they've taken on board a man.
Gemma, is it something that you would continue with in the future, polygamy? Did it work for you? You're more into monogamy now?
I'm now in an open relationship, but nothing else is really, it's just my partner and I.
There we go, so back to monogamy.
But, just,
you know, I've said to my partner, if you come home on a weekend with someone, cool. It's all good.
Back to polygamy.
He works in the hospital with very sexy nurses.
Bring home a nurse.
Go for it.
There we go. I mean, this is all happening. No, good stuff.
Wow.
Thanks
Gemma,
so much.
You're very open-minded.
I'm not often speechless, Boxy. Gemma got me.
That's a fluid, monogamous, polygamous thing going on. We didn't ask for that, but
two
we got it.
To eight.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Now, I uploaded some photos to my Instagram account a few weeks ago, and I still get people commenting about them. And they're these beautiful photos of Trixie that were taken when she was at Disneyland in Hong Kong. And I did that, you know, at the end of last year, I think I've told you this, because I was so busy and I was working and I was filming this television show, I felt I needed to spend some really quality time with her and treat her to something. Great. So when I take her to Disneyland, and Hong Kong, it's, you know, 8 hours away. It's not that far, not dragging her over the other side of the world. So we went and had the best time. And they had this fantastic feature at Disneyland, and it's called the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. And it's a little like salon where you walk in.
I saw this.
And you can turn your little girl into a princess. And Trixie obsessed with princesses. Just everything's princess this, princess that. And she walked in, and she, you know, it's beautifully done, and you can pick which princess you want to be. So she wanted to be Elsa, and it can change any day. 1 minute it's Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Did you show a picture of Uncle Fev?
I've yet to get that drag that out for her from her third birthday when she was right into Peppa Pig.
That was before I had a job.
That's right.
That will scar her. She should not see that picture.
But anyway, it's this beautiful thing. So these lovely girls, they make your daughter, they made her up into this gorgeous princess for about an hour. Just a little bit of like nail polish, and, you know, did her hair with this hair piece so she looked like Rapunzel, and she looked great. Then they do a little photo shoot. And I uploaded some of these photos to Instagram, and I have had lovely messages and people just saying how gorgeous she looked, and she did. But I have a confession to make, because I keep accepting these compliments and people just say, oh, that's a really lovely thing that you did for your daughter. And it was. But, okay, so did I point out we were in there for an hour, and then you buy the dress and you buy the wig, and it's all, you know, it's getting expensive, and you go, but you're only a child once and you want them to live their dreams. So anyway, we leave, and then that's like this is all at 9 a.m. in the morning, because the idea is they then spend the day at Disneyland dressed as a princess.
Perfect.
And then there's the Disneyland parade in the afternoon, and they have a princess cordoned off area where the little princesses sit.
Brilliant.
So it's all planned well. And we walked out of the Bibbidi Bobbidi Salon, and
it's really hard to take you seriously saying Bibbidi Bobbidi Salon.
We walk out of the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, and I said, okay, sweetheart, now do you want to go on the teacups? Do you want to go on the Dumbo ride? She said, I want to go and get changed.
Oh. No.
No, you're not, darling. You're not getting changed. I want to get changed. Sweetheart, you're Elsa today.
And don't push back again, though.
Well, Mummy paid a lot of money for you to be Elsa today. And look at all those bobby pins in your head. She starts pulling out the bobby pins. I'm like, sweetheart. And I've got that inner dialogue going, she's four. Let her do whatever she wants to. She doesn't understand. But I know she's going to miss out on her little moment in the parade in the afternoon.
Or your moment.
Well, my moment to get a great photo. To get a great photo
Rack
of
up
her.
The likes.
No.
This is only going to get 5,000 likes. I want 10,000. You should have just cried.
Well, we go back to the hotel room, and honestly, I felt like I was on Dance Moms or Toddlers and Tiaras. I'm going, so you're telling me you seriously want to take those clothes off? Is that what you're telling me? And I'm like, who have I become? It's not even, she's four, she wants to get out of it. I let her get out.
So Trixie got away.
Yeah, of course she got away. And there she is in her little tracksuit, and she's back in the princess parade in a tracksuit.
That's annoying.
Even the guy, when I took her, he sort of looked at her and I went, I've paid the thing, mate. Let me in. Like, I know she's in a tracksuit.
I've paid my ticket.
Let her in. But I did feel in that moment, why am I allowing myself to be so disappointed?
Sure.
Like, you know, sometimes your kids, they do disappoint you, but she hasn't really disappointed me, but I had so much invested in that. I mean, I got my photo, but I just wish she'd kept it on.
Hard-earned cash.
131060, please tell me I'm not alone in this. Did you, for whatever reason, like myself, become a dance mum or a Toddlers and Tiaras mum for a minute and think you had to check yourself?
Oh, well, thank you for your honesty, Fee. Yeah, I reckon you'll get some backup on this.
And you said Hong Kong's only Disneyland's only 8 hours away.
Yeah.
Did Trixie appreciate first class? Because just been like,
she
home
what?
In bed.
Excuse me, economy all the way, my friend.
Fee, Feb and Byron, 101.9. 9, The Fox.
Yes, now treating my four-year-old Trixie to a great experience where she got to dress up as a princess and all the bells and whistles, and the lady made her up for an hour and then did a little photo shoot with her, and the idea was to spend the day at Disneyland dressed up as Elsa. She decided after 5 minutes she wanted to take it all off. The wig, the hairpiece, the dress. And I begged, I pleaded for her to keep it on. I was sort of disappointed in my own behaviour, to be really honest, but I had that moment of, just don't be disappointed that she doesn't want to do it. Just let her not do it. And we've been taking calls.
Could have bribed something.
Well, no, I haven't stooped that far yet. I'm only 4 years into parenting.
That's Fev's trick.
One day I imagine that will kick in.
Yeah.
But we've got Beck from Officer on the line. Hi, Beck.
Good morning.
Beck, did your child maybe not do what you wanted them to do and disappoint you somewhat?
A total stage mum moment. My son was graduating from kinder, so it was like the first official sort of proud moment. And we took him there all excited, and as soon as we got there, he refused to put on the graduation uniform. You know, the little hat and the thing. So we're like, okay, all right, that's fine. That's fine, just go out in your clothes. So came time, all the music came on, and he just refused. He sat with us and cried. And we were like, just go, you know, get up in front. All your friends are up there. Everyone's here. No, not doing it. He just cried. It was horrible. And then, like you said, you feel bad for yourself, but what do you do?
It ruined mum's moment. Let's face it.
It did.
I know. And you have that moment where you go, yeah, Beck, you say to yourself, okay, it's not about me. But you sort of wanted it a little bit to be.
But it's the first proud moment. You're like, yes. You know, you're graduating, good on you. And then, not doing it.
It's such a good life lesson, because I don't think your kids, even when they're adults, you got to let them go and do what they want.
Mm. Yeah, you let them do what they want. I just sort of sat there and pretended my kid was up there, clapped, and then said, oh, this kid goes to another school. It's not part of it.
Meg in Murrumbina. Hi, Meg.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Meg. Have you got a child that maybe disappointed you in a moment?
Yeah, I've got two little girls, 4 and 2, and I did the prepaid Santa visit package with the key ring and the magnets and the calendar, and you know, my grandparents were going to get inundated. Dress the girls up, matching outfits, bows in the hair, you name it. We were looking awesome.
Yeah.
Lining up. Well, we did. I even paid for the jump the queue because I didn't want to wait. Hold on. Get there. Everyone's excited. We're great. Go in. My 2-year-old Eve, not a chance.
Oh.
Screamed, crying. Bows were ripped out. I'm like, sweetheart, it's okay, it's Santa, he brings presents, presents are great. And she's like, no, I'm not doing it. I even stooped to, Santa will not bring you anything if you do not have a
photo.
Wow. Sorry, Meg, I reckon every household that has kids in Australia would have that awkward Santa photo. All my kids did the same thing. But Christmas Day, when he brings the goodies, so they love Santa, but they will not sit on his knee at the Southland
Westfields.
I remember a coffee table book, and all it is, it's a great little coffee table book. It's just pictures of children crying on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
Just the whole book.
Best.
It's just the most common picture. No one should worry about it. It's funny.
Thanks for that, Meg. Sarah in Blackburn. Hi,
Sarah. Hi.
Hi. Have you had a moment as a parent where you maybe disappointed yourself because you were disappointed in your child?
Oh, I was revolting. We went to Philadelphia. There's a Sesame place, like Sesame Street, you know, theme park.
Wow.
And my daughter, great for 3 and 4-year-olds. And my 4-year-old was picked to go onto the stage with Elmo on Elmo's World.
Oh, wow.
So great photo opportunity.
Yeah.
And she was so excited. And then when the time came, she just started to shake and nod her head, and it was never, ever going to happen. And I'm pushing her onto the aisle, being a horrible, horrible mum.
Oh.
But she didn't go up. But I must admit, I have used that ever since when she's wanted to do something. And I've sort of said, well, remember Elmo's World?
remember when you ruined Elmo's World for mummy?
Hey, sis.
So the shame continues.
Last year we had Elmo come into the studio.
Oh, yes.
And Fifi brought young Trixie Box in, and Trixie gave Elmo nothing. Absolute total. There's another disappointment.
I know. In fact, it was almost worse than that. Remember when, and mind you, she was 3.
Sure.
And without giving too much away, to anybody listening that little ears, she sort of looked under the desk and looked up again and went, whatever.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
A whole bunch of blokes in a pub sung that.
Are they sick? What's happened to the old anyway, jingle?
This is where Fev tells a story. It could be a recent story. It could be one from way back. Fief, he's just full of that many stories, this man.
I love. Do you know what? Every time that this segment comes on, I just sit back, I grab a bit of carpet, and I look up at him with the eyes of, tell me more, Mr. Favola.
Whoa.
Did you say you grab a bit of carpet?
Yeah, just sit here on the. See where I'm sitting on a little bit of carpet in the corner of the studio?
Wow.
I'm actually going to have a nap, but no, tell me more, please. Tell us a scintillating story from the world that is Brendan Favola.
I think it was back in about 2006, guys, seven maybe. The great Roger Federer, who just won his 20th Grand Slam, was in town for the Australian Open and. Both being Nike boys on the books there. We had a bit of a function down at the Gibb Street Nike store.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got fed?
Yeah, I got to meet Rog and a few other players and a few other Nike ambassadors. Got to meet the great Rog. And I took him on in a game of table tennis. And I rate myself as a table tennis player. I'm very rarely beaten. So I took on Rog and I was up 6-love.
Roger Federer.
He's a tennis player.
Oh.
I had my chest out. I was rating bigger. I was thinking Olympics. I'm gonna play table tennis. We used to play at the footy club all the time. That's probably why we finished last, because we're too busy playing table tennis all the time. And 6-love, I started giving a bit of cheek to the great man, and he just laughed and went on to win the next 11 points, and I didn't win another one. He put spin on that ball. I was fresh airs. I could not hit the ball at all, and he just laughed at me, shook my hand and walked off, didn't say a word. I was shattered.
I love him more than ever
I was
now.
Absolutely gutted. I went home, and I don't think I've played too many table tennis games since.
No, but Fev, it was Roger Federer. It's I okay to be beaten up. By him.
He was taking the piss. I reckon he was using his left hand. Hey, don't play that jingle. Can we get another one for that?
You don't like the pub singing?
No.
What's wrong with it?
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, they're heaps of stories.
That would have been a fun night when they recorded that.
I know this is controversial. Can I please have my intro for my story?
What? But you don't have a story.
Well, I may. Is it just a quick little adjunct?
Oh, just so we can compare your jingle to Fev's?
Yeah.
Sure.
No.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution.
Okay, guys, quick one. I once played a charity match with Pat Cash.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
Now, we were glued to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night because the Tomic issue, and when I say the Tomic issue, Bernard Tomic, after a very short time in the jungle, let's be honest, he barely made it through one episode,
sure.
Started to say, I don't think I should be here.
I just wasn't expecting all this, you know? I'm just not coping well, huh? I don't think I can do it. I think it's best if I go, no? This is not the real world. This is the jungle. This is so different. Not what I expected.
Okay. I know people probably get sick of me talking about the jungle, but as a reigning king.
Hey, I wasn't even in the jungle, but I know what to expect when I go
That's
to the jungle.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Foxy. you sign up to the show and you know what's going to happen. You know you're going to get fed minimal amounts of food. You're sleeping on a mash hammock. It's hot. You're going to get bored. You're going to get drained. You're dehydrated. You're hungry. You're going to get angry. You're going to have to do challenges where you're going to go out and you're going to do something that's not in your comfort zone because you fill out a questionnaire. And you state all the stuff that you're not good at. And I said everything I was good at, meaning that
yeah,
I...
Yeah, so reverse psychology. Reversed,
but didn't work. And for him to say, after 3 days in the jungle, I just didn't know what to expect. Well, you do, mate. You put yourself out there. You can't just quit after 3 days.
Oh, look, I agree. I won't lie. While he was hanging.
Have a crack.
If you didn't watch it, he and Fiona Loughlin were doing a challenge where they were hanging like puppets whilst they were trying to grab stars. And he just said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. I want to get off. And it was the saddest image, though. This broken sportsman hanging like a limp puppet from some strings as they dropped him. And I just looked and I went, oh, that's so sad. But come on, the 55-year-old comedian who's never had it, probably done sport in her life, is actually doing this.
Yeah, I actually thought he did a good job in that challenge because I get motion sickness, so I would have been stuffed as well. But he got 3 stars, which is good. You get 3 stars, you get 3 meals. But then to go, nah, I can't do it. Like I think it goes back to the way he was probably parented back in the day with his dad being the coach, and they showed some footage. I watched Carrie Brickmore's interview on the project which was really good. There was a moment where he was a young kid and he was in a tournament and he asked his dad, who's a coach, he asked the umpire to want him to leave.
Mm.
I want my dad out of here. I need to concentrate. He's been drained as a professional tennis player, which is an individual sport, to win.
Mm.
And when he doesn't win, 3 stars is great. You go back, you get some food for the everyone gets around each other. It's a team environment. But he was so dejected because he failed. He didn't fail, but he's been taught he needs to win everything. Yeah. And second or third means nothing. He needs help. He needs someone in his corner that's going to, I think Josh Gibson said it to him, and he come from a club that, you know, just demands success and they all put it on each other, and he was sort of talking to him like Al Clarkson would probably talk to him when he was playing.
Yeah,
I don't think Bernard appreciated it.
Well, maybe that's half his problem. He's got it was like a little kid.
Is it, can I, Fev, and I don't know Bernard, and I am going to defend him in that. I know, it's when you hear him saying that interview, well, I didn't know what to expect. It's the jungle. It's not the real world. Yeah, dirt. That's what the show is. But could he not be having an actual serious psychological breakdown? Like he actually might be in a lot of trouble, and maybe he just had to get out of there.
And he did say,
who knows?
Well, you're right. He did say something last night as if to say, I need to get back playing. I need to be playing tennis. So he might have got the reality check in 3 days. Well, I don't want to be doing this. I have got gifted an amazing talent. I need to go back and train. I need to play tennis. But everyone's saying that he's on the plane, he's coming home. Let's hope it's just a media build up for the show and he hasn't actually left.
I think he's got his itinerary.
I'm pretty sure I've got his flight itinerary.
No, but it doesn't say Bernard on the flight. Let's hope he stays in there.
Yeah. Well,
You're going, no.
Okay, we'll find out. We'll be staying tuned. 13 10 60 is the number. In fact, this is interesting. Already the music industry has seen an opportunity, and the Diddy hit of many years ago, Coming Home, has had a bit of a Bernard Tomic remix, which I find quite interesting.
Is that right? I'm coming
home, I'm coming home. Hey, Fifi, Fev and Byron, it's Bernard Tomic here, all the way from the African jungle. Wish me luck and I'll see you when I get out.
I'm coming home. I just wasn't expecting all this, you know? I don't think I can do it. I think it was best if I go, no? This is not the real world. This is the jungle. This is so different. Not what I expected.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Right now.
Guys, I'm out. I'm feeling so sick. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Sometimes in life, you've just got to do a Tomic. You got to go, I've got to get out of here. I can't cope. I'm not coping. We now believe that Bernard is on the QF64 from Johannesburg to Sydney. We'll be landing in hours' time. He left. He was done. And you know what? Part of me does rate that. You know, it's that people who know their mind, because I'm an iffy, wishy-washy person.
Right.
Oh, do I? Don't know. What do I do? He'll cop a lot of flack, but guess what? Didn't want to do it. Left. 13 10 60. When have you pulled a BT? when have you been Bernard Tomic and gone, nah, see ya?
The numbers, and we won't judge it. We'll respect it.
You might have walked away from your footy team. You might have just left uni and gone, nah, not for me. I'm done. See ya.
13, 10, 60. Your calls after this on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.